Healthy Living, Good Choices for a Good Life, page 55. Do the choices we make every day have an effect on our health? The answer is an absolute yes. Our lifestyles matter, and our daily choices regarding our diet and exercise most definitely matter in the long run. It doesn't mean that the chocolate bar you had this afternoon is going to kill you, but if you have a habit of eating chocolate bars every day, it will surely have an effect, although you can't see it immediately. To begin with, you will probably gain weight. A small chocolate bar or a drink of soda every day can add at least 10 pounds to your waistline every year. So you can see that in just 5 years, you might be 50 pounds heavier than today. Sometimes when we're young, we don't feel the consequences of our habits immediately, but we are creating a pattern that we may be stuck with for the rest of our lives. Fast or slow? Hamburgers, fried chicken, pizzas and burritos are advertised daily in the media. An enticing picture of succulent and photoshopped food makes us hungry on a daily basis. How often don't we see advertisements blasted on the screen and soon after realizing how hungry we are? We get a craving for that great-looking pizza or that yummy hamburger. We want it now, not after the time it would take if we had to cook it. Fast food has been blamed for a lot of weight gain in developed countries. The easy access to deep-fried and calorie-rich foods is showing, and many nutritionists claim that those who eat a lot of fast food might be in need of good nutrition, in spite of eating a lot. It sounds weird, but the idea is that food that has been processed is not as nutritious as the food you cook yourself. This is especially true if you cook food that doesn't have food additives, which increase shelf life. It seems obvious that food that can last for months without going bad is not natural. Who wants to eat a 5-month-old hamburger? The question is, are the food additives and all the processing harmful to our health? Those who believe that have been linked to a movement that is sometimes called slow food or clean eating, which is basically a trend more than an actual movement. Most of the advocates of slow food are not teenagers, but people who are older and perhaps found themselves stuck in a bad routine when it came to eating and have decided to turn over a new leaf. They want to start anew. The endless diets. When it comes to finding the right way of eating, there are a lot of proposed solutions out there. The paleo diet, the Atkins diet, the 5-2 diet, the South Beach diet, the raw diet, the vegan diet, and the list goes on and on. It seems like everybody has put their two cents in when it comes to providing solutions for eating healthy foods. Most of these diets are sold as fast solutions to losing weight. There is a whole industry out there catering to healthy eating, and in order to bring something new to the table, some minor changes are made to already existing diet solutions, and they are given a catchy new name. All for your convenience and pleasure, of course. Some diets are not marketed as weight loss solutions, but rather as an eco-friendly lifestyle. And vegetarian eating would probably fit that category. Many vegetarians believe that it is better for people to eat a plant-based diet, and it is also better for the planet as a whole. They argue that it is much easier to feed everyone by growing plants for consumption than it is raising livestock. The latter also adds more methane gas to the atmosphere, and there is only so much the ozone layer can take. Others disagree and say that a plant-based diet is not meant for humans. After all, we all started out as carnivores, hunting down our prey. It is no wonder people get confused with all these mixed messages all around them. You need to move it. You might be confused about what to eat, but you know your body was meant to move, right? Our bodies are wonderfully made human machines capable of unbelievable feats. When we hurt ourselves, the wound will heal if we give it time. When we run, we gain stamina. When we lift weights, we gain muscle and strength. But this wonderful machine was not meant to sit all day or slouch in a sofa in front of the TV. No, it was not. When we deprive our amazing bodies of the movement they require, we lose strength and muscle. It's like forgetting your bike in the garage, only to find it rusting and in dire need of repair. Does this mean you have to slave away in the gym day in and day out to make sure your body will be healthy and strong? The answer is not necessarily. If you drive to the gym and work out for an hour and then drive back home and sit for most of the day, you might be missing out on the best way of exercising. Of course, it will be beneficial to work out and break a sweat for an hour every day, but you might just as well skip the car, walk to school, use your bike, or go horseback riding to get the same benefits. Many people feel that constant movement during the day is the most beneficial of all to our health. So, even if we need to sit down in class or elsewhere, we need to stand up every 30 minutes or so to stretch and move our bodies a little bit. Think about a fun way to incorporate some movement in class. Living healthy. Is living healthy just about eating right and exercising, or are there more things to consider? What about our mind and our spirit? Are we healthy if we exercise and eat right and don't pay attention to our thinking and our emotions? Good health includes both our body and our mind. So don't forget that reading assignment, solving that math problem, writing a letter, or thinking about the future. Our brain needs just as much exercise as our bodies do. We gain brain power by thinking and trying to solve difficult problems. It's just like building a muscle, a brain muscle. The more we give our brains a workout, the smarter we get. It is a win-win situation, isn't it? We also need to think about our emotional health and learn how to deal with disappointments. Learn how to say, "I'm sorry," when we do something wrong, and be able to ask for support when we need it. All of these skills are the functional skills of a healthy person. It is downright amazing how our mind works. If we believe in ourselves and our abilities, we can do whatever we want. The sky is the limit. If, on the other hand, we have low self-esteem and question our abilities, we are not likely to succeed. When we are young and coming into our own element, we are still building the confidence we will gain later in life. That sometimes means that we are less sure of ourselves than we would like to be. If that applies to you, the best advice is to fake it until you make it. Take care of yourself like you're your most prized possession. Stand up for yourself when you feel you are being wronged. Be your best friend. You will thank yourself in a few years. Moderation or competition. Being healthy doesn't mean that you are better than everybody else, that you can run faster, eat healthier, jump higher, or read more. It is about being the best version of yourself. What others are doing is not your concern. Don't try to fit into a mold that doesn't fit you. Work with what you have. People have different builds, different talents, different passions. Find out what works for you. If someone posts on Facebook that they just did 50 push-ups or they ran up a mountain in 30 minutes, good for them. It doesn't make you less of a person. You can join them if you like competition for the fun of it, but it is more important to work on your own special version of yourself every day. Running once a month is less beneficial than walking every day. Making the good choices every day to work on your mind, body, and spirit will get you much further than shorter, occasional, intensive spurts of activities. Consistency is key to building a good routine that will secure you a healthy lifestyle. If you just decide to take good care of your body and mind, one day at a time, you will most likely end up a healthy person. It's worth a try, isn't it? Remember the story of the tortoise and the hare? Slow and steady wins the race. Reflect and connect. Diary. Write down your favorite recipe. If you have never cooked at home, ask your parents to help you with a recipe you think your classmates could make themselves. Try to think about having it fairly easy to make, because, after all, nobody is a chef. Write down your own private goals for tomorrow when it comes to eating, moving your body, and exercising your brain. Don't try to overdo it. Remember, small changes yield big results. Try to do this every day for a week and see how it works for you. Find exercise videos on YouTube and choose one to try out for fun. Try to find something that really appeals to you. It's always much more fun to do the things we really like. When people are young, they don't necessarily realize the consequences of what they are doing today. Reflect on that statement and give examples. Discussion in class. Is it more motivating to compete with others than it is to compete with oneself? If you are competing with yourself, what kind of apps are out there? Which ones can you use to document your progress? Language bank. Pounds. Enticing, succulent, craving, nutritionist, processed, shelf life, advocates, to turn over a new leaf, to propose a solution, put your 2 cents in, industry, consumption, livestock, atmosphere, carnivores, prey, feats, to slouch, to deprive, dire, beneficial, to incorporate, functional, fake it until you make it, spurts, consistency.